Hi, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. Today I want to talk about placing your order with the universe. This is definitely timely with the new moon coming up on May 4th. Today is May 2nd. And the new moon is a time for us to reset a goal, an intention. All an intention is a goal, a desire. It's like you setting your sights on heading towards this thing and you want it to come to life. You want whatever it is to come into your life and you have no idea how you're going to get it. You just know it's coming. So the new moon is the time for ushering in these new ideas, these new intentions, these new desires. And when we are under the energy of the new moon, it has the most potential to usher in those items right to us, which is called manifesting. So why I want to talk about placing an order with the universe today is because everyone complicates this. It's so easy. Like, I did a video this morning and I used the example. If you go to a diner every day for lunch and you order a hot dog, what are you going to get every day? You walk in, you ask for the hot dog, you're given a hot dog. But you don't really want the hot dog. And you're like, I'm just getting this hot dog every day. I'm so sick of it. Well, then why are you getting it? Are you getting it because it's budget friendly? You feel like you're constricted in your budget in some way that you have, in order to go out to eat, you have to get the hot dog? Well, here's a new glimmer of maybe perspective on that. Maybe don't eat out 5 days a week. Maybe only eat out twice and actually get the thing you really want instead of just this lame old hot dog. So the point of the story and the analogy of the hot dog is don't settle for what is not what you want and don't settle for less than what you're worth. Why keep getting the hot dog if you really want the crab legs? People force themselves to live in a situation or a set of circumstances that they do not desire, but they just keep taking it. They just keep taking it. And at some point, you have to question, why are you taking it? I ask this to a lot of people almost every day, a lot. I mean, like, 2 to 5 times a day, I say to people, why are you taking it? Well, why do they keep giving it to me is what I get. And they are referring to other people in their lives, either their boss or their spouse or their partner, whatever. But the point is, they're not doing anything. You're just accepting it. You've set a pattern for acceptance in your own life. Why are you taking less than what you want? Because you put this order in for a hot dog. Or maybe you've just put this order in with the universe to just take whatever it's going to give you. If you don't have a desire, if you don't have a plan, if you don't even have a standard, you're just going to get whatever is given. Most specifically, you're going to get whatever the frequency that you're putting out there back to you. So if your frequency is that of a hot dog, which is simple, non-complex, but not really swanky in any terms, well, then you're just going to keep getting it. And if you keep going to the same diner and you keep expecting the same hot dog, you're going to keep getting the same hot dog. But let's say you're like, no. I'm worth the crab legs. I want the crab legs. It's time for the crab legs to happen. A little scary because they're a lot more money, maybe 2 or 3 times the cost of the hot dog. But you need a change. You deserve the crab legs. You deserve a change. So why not tell the universe what you want and let the universe decide how it comes back to you? The other part of this is, it's really hard for you to just demand what you want and then get really angry, frustrated, or pissed off when it doesn't, you know, just evaporate out of thin air. Like, for example, I want this and it's happening. That's another thing people say to me all the time. Why isn't this happening? Well, because you're demanding it. You're not asking for it. You're just demanding it. And the universe isn't going to come to you that way. You will get it exactly on the same frequency that you send out there. And that is a frequency of gratitude. It's a frequency of love. It's a frequency of compassion. And it is definitely a frequency of giving back. And if you aren't doing any of those things for someone else, it's not coming back to you. I hate to say that. I gave a gift to someone unsuspecting this week. And it was unsuspecting to myself, but I recognized that this person really needed something. So I gave it. And it changed their whole outlook. And they cried and they told me how much it impacted them, and that it literally altered their course of their life this week. And maybe for the future, I don't know. But I was inspired to then give again to the same person. And the reward was that I was able to see how it impacted them and changed them. And how their frequency that they're now sending out to the universe is completely altered because I took the time. And really, honestly, it wasn't really much time of mine at all. It was just like I felt like they needed some pouring into. So if you don't have the money to invest in someone else, if you don't have the time, how about just write them a card and mail it to them and tell them how much you appreciated something they did for you? How about you buy the guy's coffee in front of you? Because if you can pay for your coffee for $2, you can definitely buy someone else's. How about you just leave a flower for someone with a note thanking them for a favor that they did? How about you don't buy them anything and you just write a really nice thank you and telling them how they impacted your life? You have to take the time to invest in other people so that the universe can invest in you. It's all about karmic cycles. Giving back, getting back. But mainly this podcast is supposed to be about you and your order that you're placing. Going back to the original point of this, if you're placing your order so simplistically and you believe that all you're worth is a hot dog, well then my friend, all you're going to get is a hot dog. But damn it, if you think you are worth those freaking crab legs, you better order them. And I'm not suggesting you put yourself in debt or you overextend yourself. I'm saying, like, you need to find a way to make it happen. I have a friend who likes to say she can't afford anything, like all the time. It never without fail. You're so lucky you get to do that. I can't afford it. You're so lucky you get to do that. I can't afford it. The funny thing about this friend is that I used to be that person. I looked at everyone with sadness because they were living a life that I could not live. And I shifted that entire concept by simply stop saying to myself or my kids or my husband, we can't afford that. I just now say about anything, it's in the plan. It's coming. We will do that. It's something about saying that you believe your wildest dreams are coming true and you can actually visualize them coming true. That's the one thing that makes them become reality. But if all you do is live from a place of I can't, I won't, I'm not good enough, and especially if you use the terms or the thought that you're not worth it, it's never going to come. Believe in yourself. You are worth it. You might be negative in your bank account right now while you're listening to this podcast. You might not have two pennies to rub together. But you could write someone a letter and drop it off. You could make something for someone and deliver it. You could donate something. You can pour love or compassion in somewhere. Somewhere you can give back. I know this because I've done it myself. And I've reaped the reward. I've been in the dark place where you want to withdraw from people because dealing with them or seeing what other people have is more painful than seeing what you don't have. Not a place to live from. It's not a place to live from. Let other people inspire you, and it's okay to desire what they have. It's okay to look at them with longing and thinking, ah, my family is worth that. I'm worth that. My kids are worth that. My husband is worth that. Yes, that's the idea. But you can't get to that realization. You can't get to that desire if you're locked up in your house, holed away, embarrassed, or scared of your current circumstances. Step out. Take a chance and put a brave, bold order in with the universe for what you want. All you do is ask, universe, I really need a little bit of this. I would love a lot of it though. That might sound confusing, so I'll repeat it. Universe, I really need a little bit of extra money, but $5,000 extra would be great. Generic, but yet specific in some way. Put it out there. Ask for it. Be bold and expect it to be coming. Every day, say, it's coming to me. Thanks for listening. If you're a loyal listener, I can't wait to see you in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe on Facebook. If you haven't joined, please go over there and join us. And if you're new to my podcast, stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks for listening.